I actually grew up in Mexico. My family lives on a farm south of Mexico, kind of near Vaz. And I went to St. Brendan School growing up and then went to high school here in Mexico. Went on to Mizzou for undergrad, med school, and residency. Somewhere along the way, a local girl, Lauren Littrell, decided that, she would give it a try and marry me, and that was nice. So then we're both moving back to Mexico. And so it's just a real natural fit for us because we both have our families here, which means once we start a family, we have free childcare, which is great. And then we're familiar with the schools. We know it's a great place to raise a family and grow up. And, one thing for me is that it took the teachers, especially in the science department at the high school and stuff, to really give me the confidence to go on to be a doctor. And so it's going to be really rewarding and fulfilling to come back to the community that cared for me, grew me as a person, and then kind of return the favor for them.
No doubt about it. Dr. Fink, it's not your first time here, as a matter of fact. You told me that you've been at KXCO Studios before.
I was here. Gosh, I don't know. I was maybe 10, something like that, for the DARE program from St. Brendan School. So yeah, it's very similar to the last time I was
Yep, that is
here.
very awesome. And let's bring in Dr. Zach Treat into the conversation. If you would tell a little bit about yourself to the listeners this morning.
I'm originally from Festus, Missouri, which is a small town south of St. Louis. It's about 12,000 population, so it's almost the exact same size as Mexico. And I had a couple family members who had some like chronic medical conditions, and they had to get all their care up at Barnes in St. Louis. And so I just got to see how hard that was, and that created a lot of barriers for them. If they didn't get care when they needed to, they'd put things off because it was just so impractical for them to get out and drive that far. So I always knew that I wanted to go back and work in a small town, kind of address that problem. And so I went to med school and residency at Mizzou, same as Alex over here. And so whenever we decided to start this clinic together, just coming back to a place like Mexico was a really good fit for me.
No doubt. So let's talk a little bit about this family medicine clinic that you guys are going to be opening up here. Kind of a unique idea. I love the idea, and we'll start off with Dr. Fink. You pay to be a member of it, and then you have access to both of you, as I understand it, right?
Absolutely. So you'll have access to both of us, especially after hours. But you'll have your own doctor. So whether that be Zach or that be me, it's not like your care is going to be traded off back and forth. You get to have the doctor that you choose. But yeah, so it's a flat fee. So it's $50 a month, which is at or less than most cell phone bills that people have these days. And for that, it covers the vast majority of care that you would need. From a primary care office. So anything that you really think of going to your doctor for, that fee typically covers. Beyond that, if it doesn't cover, if it's not a covered service under that fee, and those are typically big things like vasectomies or something like that, that's a discussion that we have upfront with you, and there's no surprises. We talk about this a lot, and the industry of healthcare is kind of a unique industry in that when you walk in the door of your doctor's office now, you probably don't know how much that service is going to cost. And you might get a letter weeks later that says, hey, you actually owe more than what you paid for at the time of checkout. That's kind of unique, and so we pride ourselves on being very upfront about costs and making sure that we offer everything kind of with an upfront cost to you.
Dr. Treat, this is kind of really geared for folks who don't have insurance. I think it would be a great benefit for them to look into this, right?
Yeah, I think that it's great for people who aren't able to afford insurance because the cost of insurance has gotten up so high. And so you have a known cost and you know exactly what you can get for that. And for that group of people who doesn't have insurance, we have some services like labs and imaging and some cash-based pricing that we have with a couple relationships like through Noble, for instance, that we're able to get at a lot reduced cost compared to what you would normally pay. But it's also great for people who have insurance too. And so there are carve-out plans for DPC that you can get that save money on your insurance, or we pair really well with like high-deductible health plans because, if you have a high enough deductible, you're functionally uninsured for a lot. You might be expected to pay thousands of dollars before insurance ever comes in. And so we can save a lot of money to people who have insurance too. And so I want the message to be not that we are a replacement for insurance, but, we still recommend insurance for that you carry, because if you go to the hospital, then you need something to cover those kind of catastrophic events. But we take the primary care, the stuff that happens in your regular doctor's office, and we make that much, much, much more affordable.
No doubt about it. Let's talk about where you're going to be located at and
Yeah.
maybe some hours of operation.
Yeah, absolutely. So 8 to 5 is our typical hours of operation. as it stands now. And we're going to be located just next to the Stribling Building, just south on the south side of the hospital here in Mexico. It's the old public health building, so it's the white building right next to the Stribling Building, 605 East Promenade. We plan to open in the first part of August. Now, the date right now is August 2nd, but as everybody's probably aware, if you've done any home renovation projects at all, there's a little bit of lag time on materials, so that date might move back a few days, but we aim to open as soon as we can in August.
No doubt about it. Hours of operation are going to be?
Yeah, 8 to 5.
8 to 5, yeah, you said. Yeah. Okay, and that's a Monday through Friday?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
No doubt.
But it's also important for us to tell, hopefully, future patients that are listening, that we understand that sickness is not limited to business hours and not limited to Monday through Friday. And so our model, with that $50 a month, you actually get 24/7 access to us as your doctors. And you get to access us, your doctors. There's no phone tree. There's no nothing. It's just us. And you call, text, video chat. And that can happen outside of business hours because we understand that kids get sick at night a lot of times, usually the most inconvenient times, right? So we want to make sure that we're available for you when you need us.
Dr. Treat, how many employees will you do you guys plan on having over there?
So to start, it's going to be me and Alex and then two other staff members that will be starting up with us. We'll wear a lot of different hats in the office, but so it's going to be kind of lean to start up, but we're excited.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You guys do have a Facebook page where people can find out more, right?
Yep. Yeah. So our Facebook page is Cornerstone Family Medicine, or Cornerstone_FM is our handle. We also have a Twitter as well, or the Twitter is Cornerstone_FM. I get them mixed up.
That's okay.
So you can interact with us on there. Our phone number is 573-582-6300 once we open. We obviously won't answer it right now because the physical space is not quite ready yet.
Right on. People can sign up now, though, getting ready for August, correct?
Yeah, they sure can. If they go to our website, which is cornerstonefmclinic.com, there's a couple of buttons on the page that you can sign up. It'll ask for your email address, and we'll send you an email. And if you'd like, we can it'll give you instructions for how we can call and talk more about this if you just have more questions about what exactly this new type of practice is all about.
I think it's an outstanding idea, and I wish you guys the best of luck and want to thank you for stopping by this morning.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks so much.